Welcome everyone to the Global Water Healing Meditation. It's April 1st and I'm so happy to have you all here. My name is Mary Getten and I will be hosting the call today. We gather every first Friday of the month to do this healing work for the waters of the planet. And we have different meditation leaders all the time from all over the world. And next month, we're going to have Joe Baby, who is a dear friend of ours. Probably he'll be calling in from Hawaii or Bimini. I don't know where he's going to be next month. But today, we have Shoshana Avri. And Shoshana is a dear, dear friend of mine who has been practicing and teaching shamanism for over 30 years. She is really passionate about working with the spirits and helping others to find their way back home to themselves through shamanism. And she's a student of the Michael Harner School, the Foundation for Shamanic Studies. She completed their courses and their three-year apprenticeship program. Boy, it's been over 20 years now. And Shoshana has also studied with many indigenous teachers over the years. And she does private sessions along with teaching workshops. She's also a presenter at the Fairy and Human Relations Congress. And you can find out more about her at shaman-inspirit.com. So welcome, Shoshana. I'm really excited to have you here today and see what you have for us.
Okay. Thank you, Mary. I do love doing these. They're so much fun. So hi, everyone, and thanks so much for joining us today. We're going on a journey with an ocean fairy. I will be playing a rattle gently to keep the journey going. So in the shamanic tradition, we have a sound that helps keep the ego part of your mind busy so that you can travel easily. I'm also have called in the grandmothers and the guardians to put little blue bubbles of protection around everyone so we all feel safe and free to travel as we wish. So before we begin, let's get grounded in our bodies by taking some nice deep breaths. And set the intention of being grounded, although we're going to journey. So let's take some breaths. So breathe in and exhale and another nice deep breath, feeling your body. And exhale and we're relaxing. Let all your worries go by the side. And let's take another nice deep breath. And take stock of your body and where you are. Okay, now let's go. Open your door and imagine on the other side you are at the beach. Any beach you're familiar with. And call the ocean fairy over to you. The ocean fairy is now flying out of the ocean to take you on this amazing adventure into the ocean. You will breathe easily underwater as you travel with her. So take her hand now and dive in. You're going to meet some ambassadors of the ocean who have messages for you. So let's spend some time swimming with your fairy friend, get her name or his name, and find out about his or her life and family. We'll spend about 2 minutes with this. Ask a lot of questions. They love to be asked about their lives. Thank you. Now, let's go meet some ambassadors of the ocean. And remember, as you swim and do all this, take in as much with all your senses as you can. Make the journey really 3D. So these ambassadors have been chosen just for you. The first one is a group of ancient coral. They are just up ahead, waiting for you. Your fairy will take you right up to them. They have been chosen as they are like the trees of the ocean. They usually stay in one place and create lots of other coral all around them like family. And they notice everything that's going on around them. They are also housing for all kinds of other sea life. So here you are, right in front of your coral ambassador. Notice the colors. Is it sand coral? Is it that coral that looks like tubes? Notice everything about them. Ask if you can touch them. Spend some time finding out what they want to tell you and what life is like for them as well, their concerns, and how you can help them. We will spend 2 minutes here. Enjoy. Now, you're heading off to meet some deep sea jellies. They are extraordinary and live further down. This gives you a chance to explore great depths of the ocean. Please ask your ocean fairy to take you to the ambassador of the jellies. Enjoy your swim. Feel the water temperature. And notice all you can around you. We'll spend about a minute getting there. Here you are in a big group of jellies, and they're quite excited to meet you. Seems it's the first time they have been ambassadors of the ocean like this. Ask them what information they want to tell you and more about their lives and how you can help them. We'll spend 2 minutes here. Try to remember as much as you can. Now, thank them and ask the jelly if they would like to join the healing circle you're forming just above us. Your ocean fairy is putting out the call to all interested sea creatures to meet with you closer to the surface. Your intention is to meet with everyone else on this journey and form a big healing circle. So let's start to move in that direction with the intention of meeting each other and forming a big circle, including as many sea creatures who want to join us. We're all moving up, seeing the light come through the water, and you can see people gathering. I can see many, many different fish, octopuses, turtles, sharks, whales, all coming to meet in this amazing circle in the middle of the ocean. Here they come. You can just see them. And you're gathering now with everybody else in this enormous, enormous circle. We're all holding hands and fins and tentacles and asking the Creator to beam us all with healing light down into our crown chakras, coming through the waters, this beautiful beam of light, big ray, coming down into our crown chakras and allowing that healing light to come through us and beam out of our heart chakras and hands, sending this healing intention to whatever needs this powerful light to get what they need. The water itself, the grasses, coral, all the living beings. So you can see us, we're all in this circle, and this light is coming down in this great ray of magnificence coming into all of our crown chakras, beaming out across to everybody from our heart chakras and going out far and wide into the ocean for healing the ocean, the waters and the grasses and everything that lives here. It's beautiful. It's touching everything in the ocean with love, this beautiful healing love. Let us keep sending this out for a few minutes with the intention of continued healing far and wide. We'll be here for 2 minutes. Or three. This healing light is endless. The Creator will give you as much as you need. You will get healing as you beam this healing love. Feel this big love in your heart and let it just flow. And the water is glistening with this gorgeous healing light. So let it go far, far and wide, even beyond everywhere you can see. Just know that it's going everywhere, deeply, deep, deep, deep into the ocean, all around all the oceans, everywhere. Keep beaming. You've become like a human lighthouse of love energy. Water is glistening and it's shimmering with this vibration of love and healing, and we just know clearly that something positive and wonderful is taking place for everything in the ocean. Great job, everybody. Keep sharing and sending that light and love. Wonderful. The whole ocean looks alike with magic. Beautiful, beautiful work, everyone. Now, you're going to close off your crown chakra and keep the light that you have within you contained to permeate through you as you go back to where you started. You thank everyone who showed up to assist, and you say your goodbyes. I suggest you spend 2 minutes going around the circle, hug everyone you can, and how lovely is that? Getting hugged by octopuses, what could be better? And in those hugs we're sharing that heart-to-heart connection. And it'll just be imprinted in you from everyone that you get to hug and touch and say thank you to. How sweet. I know it's hard to say goodbye,
but
we must. So your ocean fairy is now taking you back to your beach, the one you came in on. And as you swim back there, that healing light is trailing off of you and healing everything around you, filling the waters with love and care. So be present to that as you swim home. I'm sure that was a lovely swim in that beautiful warm water coming home. And now you're at your beach. And as you say goodbye, and thanks to your ocean fairy, you're given a little gift to remember this experience by. He or she is handing you something. It's lovely. And you can put it right into your heart chakra for safekeeping. Now, let's take a few moments to look at the ocean you just came out of, holding the vision of healing, and let's see if we can notice any changes after our healing work was done. Try and notice all that you can. You can sense it with your body, or it could be visual, feel it in your heart. Let's take a few minutes to really be present to that experience. Thank you. Now we're saying thank you to our ocean fairy. What a wonderful experience. And know that you can do this anytime you wish. You can come back, repeat this experience, get to know your ocean fairy better, and have more adventures. So now you step onto the sand at your beach and head up to the door that's right in front of you. You're walking up to your door, to your house, and you go in. You're automatically dried off, and you walk back to your chair or couch. Let's take some nice deep breaths to ground ourselves into your body fully. So, one, another, feeling more and more integrated, and one more. Lovely. Let's wiggle your fingers and toes. Open your eyes. Let's look around and know that you are home. You might want to stand up and shake your body to feel yourself fully home. Yes, let's do that. Let's wiggle around in our little bodies and feel everything jiggling and know that we had an amazing time. And now, thank you for coming and participating in this with me. And I'd love to hear any feedback you'd like to share about this experience.
Thank you, Shoshana. I could see how much the water was glowing at the end. You know, it was like I was at the Gulf of Mexico, and there was this beautiful glow, shimmering glow coming off of the water everywhere. It was very beautiful.
Nice.
Yeah. So if anybody would like to share a message they got from any of the beings they met on this journey, or if you have a question for Shoshana about anything, just *6 to unmute yourself and tell us your name.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Chicago. Hello.
Hello, Fran.
I was reminded of an Indian prayer I picked up from some magazine in Anacortes 20 years ago, because I want to keep doing this practice that you just gave. And it was, with this hands of light, you send it to the water, and may all that does not belong there go up to the sun, where it's transmuted into positive energy and rains down. So it was some little Anacortes magazine, and I thought, I don't have to go to the water, but I can do it now visually through my door. So thank you.
And you're welcome.
So what came to me is I can add this to the long life prayers that I do every night. All the life in the ocean, so I needed to know that. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Hello? Hello, this is Jane in Arkansas. Shoshana, this
Hi,
is Jane.
Jane
from ORI.
Hi, darling.
Thank you for inviting me to this. I really love that. I'm still a little too spacey to say much about it, but I appreciate it, and I could feel good things happening.
Oh, thank you, Jane. That's wonderful.
Okay, now how do I unmute myself, or would you do that, Mary?
Six. You can just star six.
Star six again.
Yeah.
Okay, thank
Thanks,
you.
Jane.
Hello? Hello? Hi, this is Carol.
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Hello, Carol. Yes, we
Hi.
Can.
That was absolutely wonderful. I was
Thank you.
In the Gulf of Mexico, because I recently just moved from there. And I saw and felt the whole ocean shimmer and vibrate. with this beautiful light. And my whole body also vibrated with it, which was absolutely an intense feeling. I loved it.
Awesome.
I do have one question now. For some reason, it seems like I have a hard time hearing anyone speak to me. Any of the guides?
Were you unable? Hearing?
Exactly. Uh-huh. Yes.
Well, what I do is I tell them to speak louder. And then sometimes, you know, they're characters and they might speak in a foreign language and you're going, no, I can't understand that either. So just tell them to speak up.
Okay.
Be firm. Yeah. Be firm. They love that. And what that means to them is it's the way you show up to them. So the clearer, the more, you know, really the more clear and not forceful, but positive and standing up there, being right up front with them. They love that. They're like, okay, she's really serious. We're going to speak louder. We're going to do whatever she wants. Yeah, that's been my experience over the years.
Oh, okay, because I don't know. I'm just wondering if they even said anything to me. I felt like they were saying something, but I just couldn't hear it. I felt
you can go back and ask again. You know, like in a quiet moment, just ask them to come in and, you know, repeat to you what you might have missed in the journey.
Okay. Great. It was a wonderful journey. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd just like to say that sometimes you don't hear things in words. It's more like you'll get a feeling in your heart or just an intuition or a sense of knowing. Or even a mental picture. So it doesn't always have to be hearing.
Okay.
You know,
right.
The information comes in to everybody a bit differently on different channels. So
right.
To be open to any kind of impressions you get. Don't expect it to be words always.
Oh, okay. Because
right.
I did get a lot of feelings.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. So you could receive information through feeling and just, you know, have this sense of knowing of something they're expressing to you.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, and that's just as valid as hearing words. So, yeah, just be open to letting it come in anyway.
Right.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for this.
You're welcome.
Both. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thanks coming. Mary. That's great.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Hello. Yeah, hi. This is Paula from New York. I just love that journey. I love the underwater. And I had a lot of beautiful exchanges. But the only thing was my ocean fairy, first she was like a fairy with wings, and then she turned into a mermaid, but I couldn't make out her face. Like, I don't know.
That's okay. That's
and,
all right.
Yeah, because I don't know. Yeah, I just couldn't make out her face. And one message I got from the jelly was, to not put plastic bags in the ocean, because sometimes the ocean animals mistake it for jellies, and then they get wrapped up in it and die.
Oh, my. Mm. Yeah.
Good reminder.
But my beach was Hawaii, which is the place I love the most. It was so beautiful at the end. I saw the lavender. You know, the Pacific is sometimes lavender and turquoise. So beautiful.
Uh-huh. Which beach? Which island?
Waikiki, Oahu.
I used to live out there. Yeah, great.
Yeah. So thank you. I've been having a hard time relaxing. So this was really great.
Oh, I'm so happy. That's great. You come back and do it anytime. You know, especially if you need more relaxation, just let the fairies take you floating in the ocean. You know, just be held by them and, you know, feel what it's like to be nurtured in that way. We all need that, especially now. Thanks for sharing.
Hi, Shoshana. Thank you very
much. Hi.
Hi, this is Linda in Carlisle, Pennsylvania. I was getting, as I connected in with the coral, they were bleached corals, and they said to me, it's not just the temperature of the water, but it's the frequencies. And so if you bring in healing frequencies, this can heal us as well. So it can change, bring us back into our life as well. And then when I was with the jellyfish, I saw a, the man of war, that jellyfish. I'm trying to think what it's, the something man of war, which got really
long.
Yeah,
they are men of war. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they were kind of saying that if we all just are in a, even if you're with them in a space of harmony, and I think this was a lesson for mankind, obviously, that if there's not an aggression, there won't be an aggression from them. So that we can all be with each other in a non-harmful way, even though they do have these long, stinging tentacles. And I think that was their message to mankind.
Nice.
Beautiful.
So, and I was...
Now,
yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
There was somebody just before that. There was... I'm sorry.
Oh.
Somebody was saying... This man was saying hello to me. We missed you.
Yeah, I should have shut up. This is Mark in Phoenix.
Hi, Mark.
When you mentioned the coral is sometimes called the trees of the ocean, I had a sudden connection, knowing that there's a familial relationship all of a sudden came to mind between corals of the ocean and the giant redwoods in the Pacific Northwest and other ancient trees around the planet. Does that make any sense?
Yes, I mean, I journey for these journeys, and this is what the spirits gave me. And if you understand mycelium, if you know about mycelium or check into mycelium, you can read Merlin Sheldrake's book, Entangled. Mm-hmm. And it's all about the mycelium, and it's everywhere. It's in the ocean floor. It's in the earth. It is what connects all of us. We could not live without mycelium. And it's really illuminating and amazing. So I could understand that. That's really great.
That
good for
sense.
You.
Familial, that's what I got, was suddenly, you know, their family, related. The redwoods and other giant trees and ancient, relationship. Now you make sense of that, mycelium. Thank you.
Yes. Cool. Great.
Thank you so much.
Yes, I highly recommend that book. It's brilliant.
Okay. Rupert Sheldrake, is it?
It's Rupert's son, Merlin, and the book is called Entangled, and it's how we are all connected to everything, especially through the mycelium.
Okay, Rupert's son, Entangled.
Merlin. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you so much, Shoshana.
You're welcome, Mark. So nice meeting you, and thank you for taking this journey.
Yes, I'll be back to the ocean again.
Great.
With my fairy.
So anyone
else that would like to share something before we close the call?
You can hear me, Frederick?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I don't know what's happened. I'm surprised because since the time I do the meditation with a global group meditation with the water, it's the first time that I completely disappear. I don't know what's happened with the theory because you're beginning to talk and then I wake when you have finished the meditation. So I don't know what's happened, where I have been, because it was not sleeping. I don't know what's happened. It's the first time of my life this happened.
Wow, you just went off into the ocean and disappeared?
I didn't sleep, but I just, it's like what, but I don't know. It has been a journey, but perhaps tomorrow I will hear again to the website, to the meditation, because in fact I do not remember anything. It was a deep relaxation with a fairy and your voice.
That's great.
Well, some part of your consciousness had a good time.
I think so.
Yeah, that's great, Frederick. I will get the recording up. I'll put the recording on the website later today, so you can go back and do it again over the weekend.
Wonderful. Thank you. It was wonderful. Mm.
Lovely. Mm. Thank you, Frederick.
Thank you to you.
Mm. Anyone else? I would just like to say one thing, Mary, if I may.
Sure. Yeah.
Thank you all, and just know that the spirits are with you all the time. You're never alone, and always know that you can call them as you wish. I would like to, there was a woman who came on, Jane. She comes from a group called the Ozark Research Institute, ORI.org. I'm going to put in a little plug for them because they really are amazing, loving people. I and Jane and maybe 50 other of us from around the world connect on Tuesday night. It's free to do healing for people everywhere. And it's a beautiful, beautiful experience. And it's a lovely, lovely group of people. Many of them are dowsers, but they're very interesting and they come from all walks of life like this. So if you're looking to connect to another healing group, either for yourself or for somebody else, or you want to meet some more really super people like you all here, it's Ozark Research Institute. That's my little advertisement.
Wonderful. That's Thanks, great. Huh? Okay.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, I'm just wondering, is it too late to ask a question?
No.
No. Go ahead.
My name is Angela. I'm here with my 8-year-old daughter is home with COVID from school, and so I wanted her to listen with me. I've been coming on every month myself, and I wanted her to experience. And so she was listening, and she's a little shy to speak, but really loved the rattle and would like to know what that is and where we could possibly get one.
Oh. This is actually a rattle somebody made for me, but I wish I could you can Google Stephen Cowder, K-A-U-D-E-R. He may have some more homemade rattles at home.
Okay.
I can't remember the name of his company, but I'm sure there are rattles to be found anywhere. It's a smaller rattle, so it has a softer sound. Yeah, I'm glad she liked it. It really does help us journey, like many Indigenous people travel on the sound of the drum. And as they listen to the drum, they take off and travel where the drum takes them and in the shamanic culture. And so we do rattles the same way as well. And we do it to try to keep our busy ego minds quiet or keep them busy. So we can travel without interruption. Yeah.
Yes, it's actually very helpful. Working
on. You can even make your own little rattle, like you know, a good size empty pill bottle. You can put
beans,
dried
and stuff.
Beans or peas in there,
yes.
And just shake
uh-huh.
it.
Uh-huh.
I've
seen
people do that. Mhm.
Okay.
Yes, great idea, Mary. Tupperware, beans, anything like that. Yes.
Anything.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Just in a just mm-hmm. a little tiny little plastic jar, and you just shake it with your hand.
Yeah, we can do that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, there's a DIY project. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for bringing your daughter. It's wonderful to
say hi.
Expose, you know, younger people to some of this kind of work.
For sure.
And they really get it, too. They
yeah.
they really know how to travel well.
Mm.
And lots of good healing blessings to her for a quick recovery. And God bless.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Great. So I'm going to stop the recording, and then I'm going to unmute everyone so we can all say our chaotic goodbye at the same time. And hopefully we'll see you back here the first Friday of next month with Joe Baby.